Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Thinking about you.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Alleged CEO shooter Luigi Mangione expected to be extradited to New York from Pennsylvania, where he was caught on Monday with police say a fake ID, an untraceable gun, and a three-page document he is believed to have written kept in his backpack. Mangione, valedictorian of his 2016 high school class. This classmate shocked at the murder charge.
Really not a problematic kid in high school. He'd never really got in trouble, wasn't attention-seeking or anything like that. Just a bright kid with a bright future.
His voice altered for privacy. Fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California, spreading rapidly on the hillsides a few miles from Pepperdine University. Seamus Hawkins grew up nearby.
Pretty crazy. It's like my first time seeing it, like a big fire like this up close. I'm just hoping that my grandparents' house is good.
The situation in Syria is still being monitored following the rebel overthrow of the government this week. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A teen suspected of killing Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls is scheduled to enter a plea Tuesday. The 16-year-old is scheduled for arraignment for one count of intentional homicide and sexual assault against a child under the age of 13. The boy is accused of killing Peters and hiding her body along a river. Governor Tony Evers says he'll veto any budget that requires state workers to return to office. On WISN-TV's Upfront, Evers said his administration wants the best people possible working for the state. Sometimes that'll mean that they'll work from home, part-time or full-time. And there's plenty of ways to reduce waste this holiday season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says containers made of steel, aluminum, glass, and plastics 1 and 2 can be recycled in your bin, as well as cardboard, newspaper, magazines, and other papers. A full recyclable list can be found on the DNR's website. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 29 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow after midnight. Low of 17. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, light snow showers, and windy with falling temperatures. We'll be in the low teens by late afternoon. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should know that it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 805 with Wham on Max FM.
turned a bright spark into a flame.
Hey, yeah.
My beat's permanent and never been the same. 'Cause you're my lady, I'm your fool. It makes me crazy when you act so cruel. Come on, baby, let's not fight. We'll go dancing, everything will be alright. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. Wake me up before you go, go. 'Cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight. I wanna hit that high. Yeah, 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 baby. Yeah.
Tomorrow night, it's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance, we'll stay home and stare. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't wanna miss it when you hit that.
Max FM.
Hey!
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 8:13 on Tuesday morning. Dave and Emily with you. We're going to take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today, cloudy, temperatures falling. We'll have a high of 30 today. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low of 20. Tomorrow, snow chances, mostly cloudy. Temperatures are going to fall throughout the day again, starting around 22 in the morning and falling to around 11 by 5 o'clock. We're going to see some wind chill values between 5 and 5 below zero tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of negative 1, wind chill values anywhere from 10 to 15 below zero. Thursday, it's going to be sunny and cool with a high of 12 degrees, Emily. That means bundle up.
Wow, that changed so fast from yesterday to today. I have to say, you know, I was outside in, I think, just some like long sleeves, maybe a light sweatshirt yesterday, getting some work done, and it was beautiful. I couldn't believe it. And then I went out this morning with the puppy, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, not the same place. I feel like I've like traveled north like 150 miles or something. It's crazy cold out this morning. Sounds like it's getting a lot colder. So, Dave, I don't really love that forecast, but, you know, you do your best. What are we going to
do? But more importantly, over the weather.
Oh, come on. You control everything. Just kidding. More importantly, make sure to, I think we did already pass the 8 o'clock hour, but there is some other stuff coming. So pay attention to the statewide contest. You're going to hear from us every morning about that this week and throughout the day with our other DJs and our other shows. So make sure to pay attention because there's super cool stuff to win. But
11 o'clock.
We are going to talk about other kind of winning of things.
We'll let people know you can tune in. 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock are your other chances to win today.
Yeah, but tux in during our show because our show's the better one. Just kidding.
Yeah,
I love all
Christmas
the shows
card.
On our station. Oh, yeah, text in Christmas card. That's the best thing to do. So you can still use your Nintendo thumbs to text in Christmas card, your full name, and your address, and you'll see me and Dave on the cover of a card looking very goofy and having
very
a lot of fun and wishing you happy holidays. Very, very, very festive. Ridiculously festive, actually. So in that festive light, there is a fun little quip here that we are getting to engage with, talking about folks who have played Santas in the movies. So there are some feelings here about the best ones. So tons of actors have played Santa Claus in the movie, but who played him best? According to a new list, the answer is dun 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 dun. Before we say what this list says, I'm going to see what we think. So here's a couple of the ones on the list that I see. And then, Dave, I'm going to let you finish it up. You and I are going to vote for what we think, and then we'll reveal
Yeah, let's
the
go from the bottom up. We aren't going to announce who they think the winner is until the end. So we'll work our way from the bottom up.
Okay, let's do that. So Ed Ivory, The Nightmare Before Christmas in 1993. I don't know about that, but so another one I see, which is these, I love these, are such, all these movies are so different. Billy Bob Thornton and Bad Santa. I mean, no, it's a different kind of Santa character, but different kind of movie, whatever. J.K. Simmons in Claws, that's from 2019, and David Harbour in Violent Night, 2022. I saw that. That ain't a Christmas movie, but it is a great movie. Sorry, I'm a horror fan, so just leave it at that. Okay, what you see? What you got?
All right, so then number six, Edmund Gwenn, Miracle on 34th Street from 1947. Number five, Kurt Russell, The Christmas Chronicles from 2018. This is a good one. Number four, Tom Hanks, The Polar Express from 2004. Emily, who came in third for the best Santa? And this one's funny.
Ed Asner from Elf in 2003. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Richard Attenborough from Miracle on 34th in 94. And Tim Allen in The Santa Claus in 94. Okay, now that we have the list, number one. What do you think?
You know, this is a tough one because I will tell you, I struggle with a couple of these. I'll be honest with you because you have Tom Hanks in Polar Express. So that one I really liked. But Tim Allen, the Santa Claus, I love him in all the Santa Claus movies, you know. And then, of course, Miracle on 34th. So I'm so torn. I'm going to go with Tim Allen. Who is yours?
I, you know what? This is just going to reveal the dark side. I liked Violent Night. I thought that guy played a great Santa Claus. But I want to just be clear, because we need to have a little genre situation here. That's not really like a normal Christmas movie. So I feel like I get another pick. So I really liked Kurt Russell. I am a huge fan of Kurt Russell. So I'm going to say hands down, Christmas Chronicles. I loved that movie. I thought it was great. But yeah, the number one on the actual list that served up to us that we're just the messengers for is Tim Allen playing Santa in The Santa Claus from 94. So Tim Allen, he's a great actor. He's funny. I love it. It's all good.
Well, okay. And we're 15 days away from Christmas, too.
Oh, we are. Oh, yeah. Well, let's keep in mind, I want to just make a note on this list that I really appreciate is there's almost all of these, like three-fourths of these are either in the late 90s or early 2000s. So apparently Santa Claus is on the brain of Hollywood because a lot of late 90s action. That's kind of fun. But yeah, we're getting close to the day itself. There's a lot of holidays this time of year. I want to recognize all of the people out there celebrating all of the things. It's a wonderful time of year. Do all the things, you know, make new traditions, celebrate the old ones, like all the things that are important to you and your family. It's okay that traditions can morph and change, and it's awesome to keep the ones alive or change them a little bit. And so just enjoy yourself out there. Don't let the stress get you down, you know, plan ahead or minimize or whatever you need to do to make it feel good for you. We are super excited about the holidays coming up. You know, if you go downtown Baraboo for one, you're going to just feel it. I mean, Christmas music's playing all the time. We've got another holiday market coming up on the 21st in the Great Day building. We just love to host that there. It's growing. It's got 33 vendors on the 21st. I cannot wait. So come around to see that on the 21st of December. It's going to go a little bit longer. It's going to be 9 a.m. all the way till 2. The vendors are just variety like you've never seen before. So if you still have a few things on your list or don't have a list for yourself, go get yourself a little something. So come on by the Great Day building. That is 502 Oak Street. There's a lot of stuff going on in that building, including Wicker Realtors, which I'm part of. And I love, love, love being part of that team and the team with Dave and all the things that are coming and going all the time. So have a walk over there and check that out, because you will definitely feel the Christmas vibe downtown Baraboo right now and all the towns surrounding.
Yes, you will. All right, Christmas vibe. Quick question for you, Emily. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh.
Ooh.
God, there's so many. And we've honestly been really trying to watch some Christmas movies around here lately. I've seen some ones that aren't very good.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute. What's your favorite Christmas movie? I mean, I like Christmas Story, right? The one that takes place in the 50s. I mean, that's always one that I enjoy, just because I just identify with every member of that family in a different way. So I'm going to have to say for now, before giving it a lot more thought, that's a go-to for me for sure. What about you?
Mine is Die Hard.
I watched that the other night. It's so good. And there's this whole big argument about whether or not that's a Christmas movie or not. And it so is. It so is. I'm so on your side. Okay, that's definitely up there top three for me, for sure.
Yeah.
We just watched it the other night, and I enjoyed it just as much as I did when it came out. It's Bruce Willis is just so good. I mean, he's alone in the entire movie. He has like zero dialogue with anyone else but himself, and he's the most fabulous character in the entire movie. It's so good. So anyone who hasn't seen or hasn't seen it in 25 years like me, go watch it. It's great still. It really holds true. Yeah. Great Christmas movie.
It's the best Christmas movie ever. And if you disagree, you can... So is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yes or no? You can text that into us via the Free Civic Media app. Yes, it is a Christmas movie, or no, it's not. I'll be kind of curious some of those answers. Emily, you and I'll review a few of those maybe around 8:40 this morning. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan. I look forward to that.
The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, Turn to the experts.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the sixth day of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas. The Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy. It's a comfortable restaurant in downtown Baraboo, serving Mediterranean dishes and vegetarian options for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Enjoy their homemade soups and delicious salads, and check out their daily specials and yummy desserts. Ask about their catering options. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase a $25 gift certificate for just $12.50. Today only, with the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
This holiday, we'd like to deliver a special season's greeting straight to your mailbox. Open up our free Civic Media app, find Max FM, and text the words Christmas card along with your address, and we'll send you a custom greeting card from Dave and Emily on the Max FM Morning Show. Hang it up on your mantle. Display it next to your family photos. It's up to you. Happy holidays from 99.7 Max FM.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Maximum hits.
Time. Look inside your heart. I love.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:29 on Tuesday morning. Don't forget to shop local and stay big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Check out our 6 big deal day. 50% off the Rail Street Bistro and Speakeasy. Here are the Rolling Stones on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you, 8:32 on Tuesday morning. Excuse me. Perfect time to have a sneeze while I'm trying to talk, and I'm a little excited. We have our Green and Gold Watch Party. This will be on December 29th, and this is going to be held at Mike's Italian Restaurant in West Baraboo. Stop on over, watch the Green and the Gold. We are going to be there having fun, hopefully with a victory. The caveat is we don't know what time that game is for sure because we're waiting on, you know, that league to tell us with their flex scheduling what time games are going to be that day, but it is the Green and Gold Watch Party, December 29th, Mike's Italian Restaurant. There will be food and drink specials. Also, we have raffle prizes. You do need to be present to win those. We have a jersey from a certain quarterback as one of our prizes. I'm going to give a hint. It's a current quarterback as well. So you have a chance to win an authentic Green and Gold jersey as well as a blanket, officially license blanket. Going to want those at this time of year, so stop on out. That'll be December 29th at Mike's Italian Restaurant. Emily, myself, and Wendy will all be there, and we can watch me try to behave myself during that game. I get a little animated during some of those as well, and these have a lot of playoff implications as well. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Week 14 of the NFL season coming to a close last night. It was the Bengals snapping a three-game losing streak, knocking off Dallas 27-20. Jamar Chase, 14 catches, 177 yards, and two touchdowns in the win. Packers worked on Monday. They'll get the day off today and then return to work on Wednesday as they start their preparations for their Sunday night matchup at Seattle. Expect Wisconsin to search for another quarterback in the transfer portal after fifth-year senior Tyler Van Dyke announced that he is transferring. Van Dyke had knee surgery during the season. His departure leaves the Badgers with two quarterbacks, plus the two incoming quarterbacks from the 2025 recruiting class. The Bucks continue their quest for an NBA Cup tonight when they host the Orlando Magic in the quarterfinals. At Pfizer Forum, the winner advancing to the semis in Las Vegas. Badgers dropped to 20th in the AP, 22nd in the coaches' poll. They'll play Illinois in Champaign tonight. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 29 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow after midnight. Low of 17 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, light snow showers, and windy with falling temperatures. We'll be in the low teens by late afternoon. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should know that it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
99.7.
Maximum hits, not an odd 7 Max FM. It is 8:37 on Tuesday morning. Don't forget to text in to our text line or via the free Civic Media app. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not? Emily and I will talk about that right after David Bowie and Queen, along with Calendar Days Under Pressure on Max FM.
people on the streets. Turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:41 on Tuesday morning. We're not under pressure, Emily, right?
Not at all. I feel very free to be you and me. How are you feeling this morning? After we got through the technical issues this morning and talked feeling about the best great. Santas in film, I feel great. I think that today is just going to breeze on by, you know?
Yeah, you know, I think it is. And it's 15 days to Christmas. That's my friendly reminder. And also, you can go over to maxfmbigdeals.com, shop local and save big. Big deal today, half off a $25 certificate to the Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy, and 15% off everything else in the store of honor, being 15 days away from Christmas. So, but
yeah, I know that's a huge deal, and that's a really nice deal for the Relish Tray. I like that. They've got great food, so people should get on out there and take a look at those big deals, and then they're going to just take themselves out for dinner or lunch. I mean, that's kind of a cool thing. Or I suppose you could give it to someone for the holidays.
Could also I suppose you could.
I'm a big advocate of treating oneself. Did you notice that? I'm always like, do it for yourself.
Yeah, just keep it for yourself. I'm not going to go any further than that. But, you know, I found something interesting that just popped up in one of my social media feeds. And I don't even know why this is out there, but I saw it and I was giggling right away. And it starts out with, it's illegal in Wisconsin to decorate your car with Christmas lights. It's subject to a $200 citation. Vital information for your everyday life. I'm like, who decorates their car with Christmas lights?
Okay.
That's my first question.
No joke. Last night, I saw a car decorated with Christmas lights, and I have never seen that before. And it was like this crazy jumble of lights. Like you know when the lights, when you like don't take all the like twist ties off the lights and they're brand new, and they're in this perfect little figure eight all bound together. It was like that, but along the entire side of each side of this car. And I was like, whoa, I've never seen this before. So it looks like, honestly, a sticker that is made like that, that you put on your car. So I think people are selling these things, and just FYI, it's not legal. So it looked cool though, but don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. It may look cool, but it looks like you're going to get a ticket if you do it.
Well, this guy had a fast car, so, you know, I think that's kind of his scene. He might just, well, whatever. Well, just he's going to do whatever he's going to do, he or she. But the car was definitely decorated with Christmas lights. What weird timing. Never seen that before. Never heard that was illegal. Never knew anything about that. So people are doing it, so don't be one of those people, because we want you to stay out and about.
Yeah, and it's funny because I watch something called Fridays with Frank from the Pinal County Sheriff's Department, and they're out in Arizona, and some of the videos are hilarious, and I could just see someone doing this, so don't do it. Don't get a ticket, and You know, we talked, we were asking if Die Hard was a Christmas movie, and we didn't get any clarity. It's kind of a tie, yes, no, so, maybe so. So we'll talk more about that in the week to come.
Yes.
I do, too.
Yeah, and why don't you just keep texting us? If you feel like texting us outside of the whole statewide contest, text to get the Christmas card, just throw this text in there, too. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? And if you say yes, is it one of your favorites? So we're just going to complicate this even more. All the reason to just stay on the phone through the Civic Media app and just text us all day long. Actually, just in the morning until about 9 o'clock. But otherwise, we're talking to everyone else, but we're cooler.
Well, we were talking about killing
days. Yes, we do. I'm going to shout one out to you right now because this is the only person that I could really shout this out to besides my dad, who is also what we called his profession, a computer nerd back in the day. Today is International ShareWall Day. Fire up that QWERTY and join us in exploring the broad range of shareware available. I know that makes you really happy, Dave.
It does.
Not sure why, but...
It does. I remember days. It was all that free software you could get called shareware and you could download it back in the day. And I'm like... Yeah, I saw that one and I was just laughing. So
it's all you, man. One. But then all that stuff turned to like malware, and then you didn't know if you were like having something good or not. And so then, and now when any of that stuff pops up to me, even if it's like high security, I'm just like, no, because I remember that feeling of like if you pressed yes or download or upload or anything on that little pop up. You could kill your computer. Like, I mean, it would like virus out, right? Like, so, I mean, people nowadays that don't remember that probably are like, what's wrong with the security and firewalls? Yeah. Like, back then it was like not safe at all. And you'd legit get a virus and your computer was toast. Like, it was real hard. And then you'd share with other people. It was like, yeah, hot mess. Anyway, I'm sure it's a lot more complicated than that now in terms of sharing viruses through cyberspace, but. That's how it was for us people back then. Yep. So anyway, that was my one to you, Dave. What do you see?
So it is International Animal Rights Day. So holiday shared with Human Rights Day as it should be. So it is also Human Rights Day. Picture of an elephant. And honestly, I got a text this morning from someone showing me another side of the elephant this morning. So thank you for that. Oh. And they bet they didn't know it was International Animal Rights Day. It is also Decimal System Day.
Woo-hoo! Oh, I love a Dewey Decimal System. Nerd alert. Nerd alert. That's okay. It's a wonderful place to be. Dewey Decimal System, so cool. So anyone who disagrees, I guess we're just going to have to
We'll agree to disagree.
It's okay, because like Dewey Decimal System, we honor the library classification system created to efficiently maintain our library's inventory of books. And the fact is, as far as I know, and please don't fact check this, but I'm almost positive that they took the Dewey Decimal System, how they had it legit from back in the day before computers, and they put that into the way to categories, not just the library, but many other things in the world of categorizing digitally. I'm just going to kind of use that terminology. I don't know if that's right. My son's probably going to give me a hard time. But the Dewey Decimal System was a proponent of other ways to digitally categorize things. So, you know, things morph into other things. You got to look at the OG. Dewey Decimal System's the OG. You know, we'll just keep it at that. Today is also Worldwide Candle Day. It's believed to be the world's largest candle lighting ceremony. So I think that's awesome. We're coming up on solstice. We're coming up on, you know, the darkest day of the year. So this is kind of the time of year to light candles, bring the light into your day. As we know, it gets dark rather early. We don't have a lot of daylight. So, you know, candles, or if you are lucky enough to have an indoor fireplace or whatnot in your home, it's just a nice thing to do when we have these long, dark days. So light a candle, give some thought out there, appreciate the light that it brings. And just kind of feel that today is a good one. And then, you know, the big one on... The big one on here is another one that's going to be served up to you today. So go right ahead and talk about those things in the morning, as you usually do.
And this one's probably the most important one of our calendar days. And hey, Tanner B, if you're listening, this is dedicated to you, buddy. It is National Lager Day. It may not be the only day we enjoy this light, crisp, blonde adult beverage, but as one day we celebrate National Lager Day, the drink of choice of many, and it goes for all celebrations. And no, I'm not drinking any lager this morning, but I may have one later. It definitely sounds good.
Thursday? It's Tuesday. Yeah. Sorry, happy hour, whatever is fine. We don't condone it, but we're going to suggest it and then say, Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Happy National Lager Day.
Happy National Lager Day. We're just the messenger. You know, we really are. We're just giving you these things and trying to, we don't come up with these. So like, if you can like, don't change the station, but you could change to the station and you could find other stations and other DJs. Again, don't do this, but they may be talking about these same things because, again, we're the messenger. Dave and Emily don't come up with these. We just celebrate them and try to make them funny and fun for you to think about throughout your day. So, yeah, you know. Oh, and quick local-ish birthday. A good friend of mine, Cass Marie, happy birthday today. Known you for a very long time, so we're not going to talk about age, but happy birthday, Cass Marie.
Happy birthday. That's fantastic. So, Emily, you'll be back with me tomorrow morning, 7:10. We will have another keyword to text in for our statewide text-to-win contest.
Ooh, ooh, it's a winning week, everyone. Have a great Tuesday. Talk to you in the morning.
You betcha. Have a great Tuesday, Emily. Thank you for joining us. It's More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about celebrating the upcoming holidays as a healthy new you? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce appetite, and increase fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy and injections to supercharge your energy levels, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Go to RemedyMeIV.com.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girl, start much too late. Oh, but sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done, only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. You got a brand new soul.
it's better, but I said it. I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Will be the ones. You know that only the good die young. Tell you, baby, you know that only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Shake a hand now. Here's your brother, Merry Christmas.